Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this channel. With me today is my friend Mike. Say hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
With me is my friend Chuck. Say hi, Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
And with me is my cousin Haley. Say hi, Haley.
Hi, Haley.
Okay. So today is July 3rd. Today
no, it's
we
July 4th,
just
Chad. It's July 4th.
It's July 4th. It's July 4th.
Yeah.
Today we just finished up with our July 3rd holiday tradition of going to a Mets game on fireworks night. Usually it's June 30th. Sometimes it's after July 4th. Sometimes it's on July 3rd. All those wonderful things. Unfortunately, they don't always win. Now, this has been a sports tradition in my family since my first year, 1984. That was my very first Met game, was fireworks night. Do you guys have any sports traditions in your families?
Yeah, I mean, like, usually once a year I'd go with my dad to a Yankee game. I think I'll probably continue that tradition with my wife this year. I don't know about you. What about Chuck? Do you have anything that you
any sports traditions, Chuck?
Well, not anymore, but when I was younger, if you want to count this as a sport tradition, every Sunday I would watch the race with my dad for about 4 or 5 hours. That would be the extent of my sports tradition. And we would watch the Yankee games, of course, during the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and we watched them during the playoffs. But we never really, my dad ran a kennel, so we never really had time to go out. So we would watch TV a lot. We'd watch the games a lot on the television.
Yeah. I mean, Haley, do you have any sports traditions?
When the Super Bowl's on, I go to my uncle's house.
There you go. Super Bowl parties. Super Bowl parties, I know, is a tradition. I know I host a Super Bowl party. My father.
Amazing party.
I know. My father, for the Super Bowl, he actually goes down. He used to go down to Bailey's in Atlantic City Casino. There, Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays have lifetime contracts that they signed, I think, in the 50s or 60s.
Cool.
And they actually got kicked out of baseball or suspended for life. From baseball because they were associated with gambling, and baseball and gambling don't go well together. So he goes down there, and apparently, you know, the Super Bowl's going on. Willie Mays has to be there because of a lifetime contract, but nobody goes and talks to him. He has to show up because he has a lifetime contract, but nobody chats with Willie Mays. They're all watching the football game. So that was a tradition for him. I know one tradition.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's true. One tradition.
The tradition is to ignore Willie Mays every year.
Some people, you know, the gamblers, the high rollers, all that stuff. But apparently, they give it away for free and whatnot. You know, just tickets in and all that sort of stuff. But another tradition I have is every Sunday during the football season when the Jets are playing, I put on my Jets jersey. It's a custom name on the back, my last name, and the number 13, and I wear that. And when the Jets have a bye week, I make sure that I wash it. So that's my. Why the number 13? Well, that's my birth date. That's the day of my birth. It's a number I've always liked. And I also do it to honor the forgotten Jets Hall of Famer, Don Maynard, wide receiver. Everybody thinks about Joe Namath, but Don Maynard is a Hall of Fame wide receiver for the Jets. And, you know, it's a nice way to honor him as well.
Okay.
He's like the forgotten guy, kind of like Roger Maris is kind of like a little forgotten.
Yeah, kind of like that. Interesting little joke about Roger Maris. Although I kind of gave away the punchline. What two former Cardinals are in Yankee Stadium's Monument Park? Two former Cardinals.
Well, Mike, Roger Maris. One man.
Roger Maris played for the Cardinals from during the late 60s. And Pope John Paul. Pope John Paul is a former. Yes, yes, I would love another tradition. That's okay.
Another watermelon.
Another
good.
Yeah, another tradition here at fireworks night is the after game watermelon as we wait for.
Tradition is watching the freaking Mets drop one.
Yeah, they lose again. You know, I could actually go back and double check what the records. I know they won last year.
I think last year was the
first. And never forget
2000, the 10-run inning. The 2010. I don't know if you were here, but
first
that's my cousin Jeff.
Here
I'm talking.
2 years ago, they lost.
You were here two years ago.
Yeah.
That was against the Reds.
And, was extra
innings? They won that game? No. Well, 2010 was the Reds. Where was it? No, 2 years ago was 2011. Well, they lost to the Reds badly. I remember that one. And then I forget 2010. Maybe. Oh, I guess we didn't come in 2010. It might have been. Oh, well, so, again, I can't come every year, but another tradition is watermelon after the game.
Remember the year they lost 16-0?
16-0 when they lost?
In the bottom of the ninth, my son, when he was a tiny little boy, wanted to get Let's Go Mets going.
Let's Go Mets.
In the bottom of the ninth, 16-0.
16-0. It was probably against the Braves, too. 16-0 losing, and a younger friend of mine. He was chanting, "Let's go, Mets!" Let's trying to get the rally going. 16 runs down. It actually kind of worked. A couple years later, when it was 10 runs. I remember we were there in Shea Stadium. 10 runs.
The
stadium was shaking. I've never felt it shake. I was jumping up and down. It was amazing. Mike Piazza had a 3-run homer to put us over the top. It was the most amazing game feeling I've ever had at a stadium. It was unbelievable. Watermelon brownies, just dessert, all while we're waiting. Currently we're in the parking lot of Citi Field. We're on location for this episode as we see all the cars trying to leave, trying to get on the Grand Central Parkway.
And we're waiting
because you know what? It's either you stand around and have some delicious food and you hang out with some people that...
Fruit. I love the fruit.
The fruit is delicious. I swear, I only drink Pepsi at the stadium. They don't have Sierra Mist, so unfortunately.
Every man is cut off tonight.
So, you know, why sit in a car and wait and be frustrated
when
you can eat good food and hang around with good people and record a wonderful podcast? So, unfortunately, the Mets lose this year. They've lost in other years, but that hasn't stopped us from coming. From enjoying America's birthday. It is officially July 4th as we record this. It's after midnight. The game was delayed a little bit, but that's okay. America perseveres.
I gotta say, there's nothing like Citi Field. I mean, Yankee Stadium is a lot of fun, but there's something about Citi Field. It's like nice and open, and you can have a nice big tailgate and a barbecue. You know, Yankee Stadium isn't like that. It's just not. They don't have that kind of atmosphere.
Yeah, Yankee Stadium is tucked between, you know, a couple of throughways, and there's like a mall over there. There's parking decks, but you can't grill out there, you know. It's always been nice that Citi Field. I mean, there's no parking decks here. It's just one big parking lot. You park here, you know. You can park outside underneath the Grand Central Parkway. You can park under there. Or, I'm sorry, is that the Grand Central Parkway? What is that? The Whitestone Expressway? I forget what it is. But you can park underneath there. You can park in the World's Fair Marina. You can do all sorts of fun stuff. So,
I was really disappointed in two things.
What were you disappointed in?
Matt Harvey.
Matt Harvey. It was Harvey Day, and he gave it up.
I believed in Harvey, too.
I believed in Harvey, too.
David Wright. I know he hit a dinger there, but he had some sloppy play at third base.
He had a very sloppy play. He had an error at third base, a throwing error. He threw it into the ground.
Yeah.
Behind the pitcher's mound.
There's another ball that I think he should have gotten to.
Yeah, there were a lot of plays he should have made. It was unfortunate, but it's all part of it. So I want to thank you guys for coming on. Thank you, Haley. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Chuck. We're on location here. It's in the parking lot of Citi Field. Have a wonderful and happy Independence Day. Anything you guys want to say? All right. This was fantastic. Thank you so much. Eat the food. Enjoy the food. Yes. I hope you have a wonderful holiday and enjoy your summer.
Adios.
We'll see you on another episode. Chuck. If you want to, you can email me at everymansports@gmail.com. That's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. You traditions you have with your family, with your friends, on your own, anything from wearing jerseys to visiting certain places on certain dates.
Or eating brownies.
So enjoy the next time you come and listen to my podcast. Thank you very much and take care.